from the Marina Bay Studios overlooking Boston, this is the Jeff Santos Show on the Revolution Radio Network.
The Jeff Santos Show. Rebuilding America. Together. Investing. Activism. And supporting the middle class. This is the Jeff Santos Show.
Now, here's Jeff.
Welcome back. It is the Jeff Santos Show. The final hour of it. Phone number to join us, 877-711-5611. You can email me, jeff@revolutionboston.com. Check us out on Twitter at Jeff Santos Show. And, of course, same thing goes for Facebook. We'll be talking to Brian McQuarrie of the Boston Globe in a few minutes about what is happening in this state. The Rio Romney. I tell you, folks, you will see the Republicans throw Romney under the bus faster than you can say the name Sarah Palin. I'm telling you, it is. They are going to want no part of the Willard. They're going to treat him like the rat that he was. Of course, Willard the rat, you know, the mouse and all that stuff. And I just think it's pretty funny. You know, he, as one of our contributors pointed out, not only did Mitt Romney lose the state by a whopping 20%, but he lost his home county, Middlesex County. He also lost his home city. Nobody really was in love with Willard the Mitt. And I take some credit in telling the American people about who this guy really was. He really wasn't anybody. He didn't stand for anything or any principles, and that's why this whole concept of him talking about the 47%, talking about those folks getting gifts, because, and John Stewart was great last night pulling out a gift out of his bag. These are, I think, examples of the decay of the Republican Party. And we're going to talk a little bit about it with Brian about this a little bit later. But this folks, again, yesterday we're talking with John Nichols about, you know, whether the Whig Party in the 1850s could be the Republican Party of the 21st century. And it's not so much that the Republican money people will go away. They're always going to be. They're always going to try to protect their interests. But it may go to a different party. There are these no-labels parties. There's a Libertarian Party, of course. There are all these different groups that could potentially, you know, take part of the Republican Party as we know it and move them out of the Republican Party. So it could be a splintered situation. Who knows? But all that being said, it is still incumbent upon the Democratic Party to act as the People's Party, as the Progressive Party. Because that is where the majority of people are. Majority of people are in the working and middle classes of America. The average household, we keep throwing out that number, average household in the country, $45,000 a year. Well, another number that 45, not 47, which is Mitt Romney's favorite number, but 45 thousand households control all the money in this country. That's right. 45,000 people. You can fit them in most major league ballparks. All these billionaires, Koch brothers included, they are controlling it all. Isn't it time that we have a chance to make more millionaires and more 100,000-aires? That's what I think we need. We don't need more billionaires. Let's have a couple more people making $300,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. Not $1.9 billion. Not $565 million. Bonuses that are in the millions for doing what? Sitting on their butts, taking the money away from one company and moving it overseas. So we got to really think, again, we're entering a second term of a Democratic president, a progressive president. And he can only do so much as one individual. But we as a society, we as a collective, united, progressive America can do a lot more. We can ask our members of Congress to push an agenda that Franklin Delano Roosevelt pushed in the 30s and 40s. It's all there for the taking, folks. Republicans may want to stall, they may want to delay, they may want to punt on second down, but the fact is that they're running out of time and members of Congress. My name is Jeff Santos. Let's rebuild America after this timeout.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
LEUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, is the most progressive and aggressive union of construction workers and one of the most diverse and effective unions representing public service employees today.
Laborers International members are on the forefront of the industry.
We're a 500,000 proud and strong men and women united through collective bargaining agreements.
We earn family supporting pay, good benefits, and the opportunity for advancement and better lives. Do you?
To learn more about the Laborers International Union of North America, go to LIUNA.org.
We're asking people how big a marriage is.
Like how many people it affects.
Right.
So let's find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it.
It's worldwide.
I would say as big as the universe.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people?
At least 1,000.
If you bring joy to your marriage, I'm kind of like, I want that too.
You see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Connect on Facebook.
Jeff Santos Show.
Little Rolling Stones, they're on tour. Can you imagine it? Newark, I think, is their only stop right now in America. But of course, playing London. Mick and the Boys. Not a bad life. 877-711-5611. Our next guest, Brian McQuarrie, is a Boston Globe journalist. And he, of course, has a great life like Mick Jagger. He runs around the country covering Mitt Romney and all the other political leaders of our country, and he joins us on the phone. Just like those Lear jets that Mick and the boys have, right, Brian?
Right, just like that. That's
right. Well, Brian has a great story in today's Globe discussing the Mitt Romney comment the other day. And it is great to have him on with us. Actually, our article was yesterday. Brian, you know, this gifts remark has created a lot of tension in the Republican Party. They want no part of Mitt Romney anymore. I've heard Kelly Ayotte, a really staunch supporter of him from nearby New Hampshire, saying the election's over. I don't agree with him. We heard Jindal yesterday talk about it. That, you know, what is he talking about? You know, how are we going to get people, if we're going to start making fun of them, to come over? This is really, quote unquote, well, I won't spell it out, but it begins with H, begins with S, and it ends with T, has hit the fan. I think that that basically stands for what is right now going on in the Republican Party. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Although I can understand why they're doing it. I mean, over the last 6 months or so, I saw all these guys with Mitt, Jindal and Ayotte and Walker, and you know, you would think that they were joined at the hip, and to see how strongly that they've come out now is a real surprise to me, and it says to me that that they did not expect to lose in the way that they did, not just the top race, but in the Senate as well, and that they now know that they need to retool, and they may have thought that Mitt, you know, spoke elegantly, I think, as he is sort of back in Boca Raton when he made the 47% remark, but to now hear this, I think, confirms for them that this guy just didn't get it.
Right. We're talking with Brian McCrory here on the Jeff Santos Show. The phone number to join is 877-711-5611. One of the areas that I think is important to talk about, Brian, is that there is a real need to give basic understanding to the fact that Mitt Romney was not a great candidate when he ran in 2008, that he wasn't a great candidate after he won in a very close race against an unknown Shannon O'Brien, who was the former state treasurer in 2002, who ran a very poor race. So, you know, he barely won in places that you would think would be easy for him. For instance, in Michigan in the primary, where his father was governor and he grew up in the suburb of Detroit. But, you know, right. He barely beat Rick Santorum there. The same thing in Ohio. And I just feel that, you know, the fact that he came as close as he did was to me, I think, somewhat of an improvement. Because, in my opinion, he didn't have much that the American people offered. He wasn't a great communicator. He had a great debate that the president fell asleep in Denver. But outside of that, you know, this was not a star that the Republicans nominated. And just looking back at this, you know, people in Massachusetts.
I agree with
go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And I think that the votes that he received, the support that he received, was more of a referendum about Obama than about support for him. I mean, let's not forget that Obama, I think, now is the first president to be re-elected outside of Roosevelt with an unemployment rate this high. So that was an achievement there, and I think that the Republicans thought that they could just trot Mitt out there, and his background would win the day.
No doubt. We're talking with Brian McCrory here on the Jeff Santos Show. The phone number to join us 877-711-5611. And you know, I think that there is a real need for a lot of Americans to, you know, understand where the Republican Party is going to go, because they want most people want two parties in the country. Again, whether or not it is the Republican Party that is the second party, with the Democratic Party being the first, or that there is, again, as I was saying at the top, and I don't know if you've been hearing from people about this, whether some Republicans should join the Libertarian community and Libertarian Party, or whether those that that were involved in the Tea Party would maybe want to join Ross Perot's old Reform Party. Or whatever the case may be, but I think that the splintering of the religious right and those who are on this xenophobic hatred of Latinos, they're a lot of different people, and of course, is the Wall Street Country Club folks. Have you heard any of this idea that it's not going to get any better? It's going to be just cannibalized, and you're going to see different factions go different ways. Is that what you hear?
Yeah, that's. Sure. That's an option. I think that Mitt will be the last candidate of his type to be the standard bearer, and by that I mean a guy who is just appealing to white males, basically the religious right, and. To have such a exclusionary attitude about immigrants, I think that they now know that they need to do something. But as you said, there are some strong factions in that party now, and it'll be interesting to see where. Go, because I don't think that the Jindals, the Walkers, the Rubios, the Christies want to keep them in the mainstream of the party.
There's no doubt. My phone number to join us 877-711-5611. We're talking to Brian McCrory of the Boston Globe. You see his article in yesterday's Globe. Check it out at boston.com, 877-711-5611. I think about where we are in terms of the American landscape, in terms of the issues that we're talking about going green. This is another area Republicans have fought against. Now, Romney had created, as governor, some green jobs. Some companies actually, like Solyndra, we did the famous photo op in front of in this year's campaign, that also failed. So he was involved with it, and he looks at new companies. He just wants to take advantage of them, in my opinion. But the fact is that, do you think that the strategy that Romney used will be one that will basically we'll see again? I don't see how the Republicans can run a campaign anything close, even if they have Chris Christie or their best possible spokesperson. I just don't think that the campaign on the issues that they ran on, which was xenophobic, which was, trying to prevent people from voting, which was basically, talking about Obama as some sort of evil Hitler character, it can't work again. First of all, Obama's not going to be on the ballot. And secondly, I just don't see how they can do this. So they really have to reinvent the wheel here.
Right. This was the last gasp, I think, in the old style party around the country. The demographics are working against them, and will just get worse and worse for them. I think that now you can see that Florida might become more and more blue. They need that state. They have to come up with a way where they can move toward the center. And I think what you heard this week shows that they realize that, and they will try to find a way to do that. And I think what you will see soon is, I think that they'll put revenues on the table as far as the fiscal cliff goes, and I think that we'll see a changing.
Yeah, one of the things, Brian, yep. I think that we will see is the ability to get some folks who are in whether they are Latinos like Marco Rubio or others to do it. But again, as we pointed out, you can get somebody with a name like Rubio or Sanchez or Morales. But the fact is, if you preaching the anti-xenophobic of Morales and Sanchez and Rubio, then that's not going to work. So they really have to change a lot more. I mean, the Dream Act is one thing, which, you know, an immigration policy is another thing, but they're going to have to do a heck of a lot more to encourage people who are, you know, who haven't last names like similar to mine, that they actually have anything for them, because they're anti-middle class. Their idea of taking care of the 1% is going to affect a lot of Latinos. They're not, you know, the 99% of Latinos are not all millionaires. So that seems to be the problem, Brian. So it'll be very interesting. I thank you for your time today, and we'll see how things go along the GOP trail. But great article in yesterday's Boston Globe, highlighting the Mitster, and I have a feeling we won't be hearing from him very much over the next couple of years.
Yeah. I think that he's on to a stage left there, but Well, thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
Thank you, Brian. All the best to you, sir. This is Jeff Santos Show. We'll be back with your calls. You and me at the top of the hour, 877-711-5611. This is the Jeff Santos Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Are you self-employed or a 1099 subcontractor and simply don't have the money to pay? Then TaxClosure.com can help you. The nation's largest and oldest professional firm devoted to the resolution of IRS collection matters has developed TaxClosure.com, the first and only online video self-help series that teaches you how to fill out the 433 form with 30 years of former IRS employee experience. If you don't have the ability to pay your back debt or simply have been asked to fill out the 433 as a result of an IRS audit or other request, go online, watch videos for every question of the 433 form, and enter your answers right on the screen as you watch each video. It's that simple. You can save your place online, go at your own pace, and TaxClosure.com prepares everything for you. Go online to TaxClosure.com or call 1-800-398-7064. That's 1-800-398-7064. Use promo code FREEDOM and receive a substantial discount. The creators of TaxClosure.com are a proud A-plus rated member of the Better Business Bureau.
LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, is the most progressive and aggressive union of construction workers and one of the most diverse and effective unions representing public service employees today.
Laborers International members are on the forefront of the industry.
We're a 500,000 proud and strong men and women united through collective bargaining agreements.
We earn family-supporting pay, good benefits, and the opportunity for advancement and better lives. Do you?
To learn more about the Laborers International Union of North America, go to LIUNA.org.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
We all know that financial planning is important. We get our insurance lined up. We make sure that we've got everything taken care of. But to get real peace of mind, folks, you know this. You've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So why not do what I do? Go to LegalZoom.com for legal protection you can trust. You'll find wills, powers of attorney, living trust, and much more. Or if you're thinking of starting a business, you can form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, and a lot more. LegalZoom was created 12 years ago by a team of experienced attorneys. attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. And think about this. If you want a real attorney to review your document, LegalZoom's got that covered through their legal plans available in most states. Protect your family and your business today at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. And for more savings, enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. Do this today, folks. Do it for yourself and your family. Go to LegalZoom.com.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great voice of the Alicia Keys, one of my faves. We play it today, and you can keep it going, Jimmy, because we really need to help the people of New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and New York tri-state area. You all see the video in the great New York City and Staten Island in particular. Part of New York City, for those of you who don't know. Not everybody goes to Staten Island. I mean, you get the Staten Island Ferry from Lower Manhattan, but what is really great about New Yorkers is they recover. I was living in New York during 9/11, saw the city pick itself up, bounce back. And they continue to bounce back, and they will through this tragedy. But there's no reason why we can't help them as a society. I'm not talking about those who are given to the Hurricane Relief Fund. That's a wonderful thing, and I urge and applaud everyone to do so. But as a government, as a citizen who pays their $1,000 a year or $10,000 a year or $50,000 a year in taxes, this is what is at stake. We need to move forward. We need to move the country forward. And folks, it is critical. It is incredibly important to make New York number one again in not only its great Broadway shows and not only its great events that go on, but just the simple things like having a subway that's not going to flood the next time we have a hurricane, to have an electrical grid system that's not going to just pulverize an entire part of Manhattan and shut it down for days on end. These are investments that the taxpayers of the United States are going to have to invest in, because It's not just about New York. It's about Chicago and L.A. and Dallas and Miami and Boston and every city in this country that doesn't have subways that are able to be taken care of, that doesn't have what is going on in this community, doesn't have the resources, because resources have been cut from federal government to state government, from state government to cities and municipalities across this country. So all the great work that our friends in Steelworkers and the Laborers International, a great sponsor of ours, and we're going to get Terry O'Sullivan on the program in the next couple of weeks to talk about this. We can make New York a 21st century paradise. We have the commitment from the president and those in Congress, regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican. I saw Russ Grimm there yesterday, Congressman Grimm from New York City, from Staten Island. Every Republican, he wants to see that area get back on its feet. So do I. We probably disagree on the majority of issues, but we can work together on this. And, folks, it is going to be you and me going out there and talking about rebuilding each city. But why not start in New York? It's the biggest one. And then the media is right there. National networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, they're all there. So let's take it to them. Let's make it happen. Want to hear from you. We'll come back with a New Year's Day segment. We'll come back with another reason for you, Mr. and Mrs. America, to get out there and do your thing and make this country number one in all the categories that count. This is Jeff Santos. I'll be back after this timeout.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
LEUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, is the most progressive and aggressive union of construction workers and one of the most diverse and effective unions representing public service employees today.
Laborers International members are on the forefront of the industry.
We're a 500,000 proud and strong men and women united through collective bargaining agreements.
We earn family supporting pay, good benefits, and the opportunity for advancement and better lives. Do you?
To learn more about the Laborers International Union of North America, go to LIUNA.org.
Hi, I'm Julie. Julia Roberts.
And I'm Bruce Willis.
In 1988, our dear friend Paul Newman had a vision, a place where kids with serious illnesses could just be kids.
So he founded a camp, and the joy of playing, laughing, and simply belonging had a profound effect.
Freeing the children to reach beyond their illnesses and discover new strength.
From that one camp, the Serious Fun Children's Network has grown, serving 30,000 kids globally every year.
At no cost to their families.
Learn more about the Serious Fun Camp closest to you. Visit flyinghorsefarms.org.
We all know that financial planning is important. We get our insurance lined up. We make sure that we've got everything taken care of. But to get real peace of mind, folks, you know this. You've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So why not do what I do? Go to LegalZoom.com for legal protection you can trust. You'll find wills, powers of attorney, living trust, and much more. Or if you're thinking of starting a business, you can form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, and a lot more. LegalZoom was created 12 years ago by a team of experienced attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. And think about this. If you want a real attorney to review your document, LegalZoom's got that covered through their legal plans available in most states. Protect your family and your business today at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. And for more savings, enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. Do this today, folks. Do it for yourself and your family. Go to LegalZoom.com.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm here to tell you that your options for getting out of debt have never been better. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. For nearly two decades, we've helped over 5 million people just like you. And every time we help someone, they all say the same thing. Why didn't I call sooner? If you owe too much money on your credit cards and you feel that you'll never be able to pay it off, don't wait. Simply pick up the phone and find out what our program can do for you. Reducing your payments by up to 50% is just the beginning, but you have to take the first step.
Call Consolidated Credit now, 1-800-290-0412.
As soon as you call, the hard part is over.
You're one call away from financial freedom. Call Consolidated Credit now, 1-800-290-0412. 1-800-290-0412. That's 1-800-290-0412.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York Banking Departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM 80031.
Connect on Twitter at Jeff Santos Show.
Yes, you didn't hear incorrectly. This is the time for the New Year's Day segment. It is it's so good, folks, to be able to hear some great music on independent radio. I want to thank all of our great radio stations who carry us, from our good friends in Tampa, WTAN, the Tantalk Radio Network in Tampa and Dade City, and our friends in Columbus and Cleveland on independent radio, WVKO in Columbus and ABQ in Cleveland. And, of course, out there in the Rocky Mountain state of Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, Les and the guys and gals at KRCN in Denver. And, of course, right here in Boston at WCRN. You know, what's important is that independent progressive radio continues to exist. And independent voices like mine and others that you hear on the radio don't just fade away. And it's going to take young companies, small companies, mid-sized companies, and yeah, occasionally some big ones, to move the progressive agenda forward. And it's going to take people tuning in and buying advertising from these small stations and networks like my own, like the Revolution Radio Network, an independent small business. And it is critical that we do this together, folks. You just can't depend on turning your radio on when you get in the car and expect it to be there if you don't support it. So whether you're living again in Tampa or Columbus or Cleveland or any of the other markets that we've mentioned, support. Support your local independent, progressive, some cases, news talk radio station. I can say this, as somebody who's been doing this for now over 4 years, it is a great opportunity to be able to talk to y'all and to be able to tell my stories, my opinions, but I wouldn't be any of them without your calls and your emails and your thoughts and your comments. That's why we love hearing from people, even if you're not going to agree with me on every issue, and I don't expect everybody to. But your involvement, your picking up that phone, that's the first thing that you can do to be engaged in this process. You know, when I say go out there and vote, and vote for Obama and vote for the Democrats out there, you call on the show is a way of getting engaged. It means you care. It means you waited on hold. You spoke to my producer, Jimmy, and others. And you got on and you talked. That is a commitment to doing something. It means you care about something other than yourself. And that's what we're trying to do, folks. Getting people engaged in a country, in a community, that is a good thing. Just think about it. If we were to do the opposite and say, don't do anything, go in your corner and never come out of it, what kind of society would we have? We'd have a bunch of Boo Radleys, if you read To Kill a Mockingbird, hiding in the corner. Then later telling others about what they saw. We need people out in the streets and the sidewalks and the roads of America doing the things that make this country move forward. There are thousands of people that have gone to New York and New Jersey and have volunteered their time. It's like they did a few years ago down in Louisiana when Katrina hit. And you know, those independent radio stations that stood on the air in New Orleans and those newspapers that are now talking like the Village Voice and others in New York City, that's what inspires them. These are the folks that get these reports out and they tell the stories of what is happening. Of people living in attics. People trying to get food. There's stories out there. Great journalists are telling them. Some of them don't work for the big networks. That's why it's important, again, to support the progressive race so you can get engaged and you can support moving it forward. 866-877. Used to have an 866 number. 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. I just tell you, folks, it is a critical time in this country to keep your eye on the ball. I know we went just through a very difficult election when people were actually there were others, the Republican Party and those in the conservative movement, wanted you to not vote. Wanted you to stay home. Wanted the other people to vote, those that can, that are allowed in the quiet room, as Mitt Romney would say. But you said no. You said, the heck, and I'm being polite here, to heck with Mitt Romney in his quiet room. I'm going to stay outside. I'm going to shout as loud as I want because I'm an American, and it's my right to vote in this country, and I'm not going to let any pestle-nick-heek stop me from doing it. Governor Scott.
One, Mr. Grinch.
That's right, Alan Westing song.
Really,
that's the way it is, folks.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming.
Facts is, it's you and me. 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. I am looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are too. And look, folks, it is a great, great opportunity. You're going to look back at this, and everybody looks back at the end of the year. We're coming up upon a new year, another 6 weeks or so. And you're going to look back and say, what did I accomplish this year? What did we as a family accomplish? What did we as a community accomplish? What did we as a country accomplish? Well, the fact that you're participating, whether you're calling this radio show or whether you're involved as a volunteer, as I said, in the hurricane relief effort in New York, or whether you're involved in something in your community that we don't know about. Maybe you live outside of Columbus and you're involved in an effort to reduce the classroom size in your school district. And you see that there are a lot of kids who are not graduating because they don't get the attention at a young age from teachers because there's too many kids in the class. So you're out there and you're trying to figure out the best way. And you know, there are those in the community and especially in the urban community who are looking for any way out. Some have looked at charter schools. But remember this, folks. The way this has been done is charter schools take public dollars away from the rest of the school. So then what happens? So 10 kids in the urban community get ahead, and what happens to the rest of them? The thousands that are left. So that's why it's so important to lift all boats. That's why it's so important to get engaged. You know, you may not have any kids left in elementary school. Or maybe you're not married. Maybe you don't have any kids at all. But you still have a reason to think that your community means something to you. If you want to be selfish about it, the better your community is, the more your house is worth. I mean, if you live in an area where it's blighted, your property isn't going to be, I don't care if you have a Mitt Romney house, it's not going to be valued as much as if your community is flourishing, is doing well. Every house, there's somebody in that house doing well. They have a great job. Making a good wage. That is where you want to live. That is how you want to live. That is the kind of society you would want to be in. Just makes perfect sense to me, folks. Again, I go back to the conversation I was having with the two folks from Denmark the other day. In a great restaurant, having a good meal. They had a really good bread pudding with some cinnamon ice cream. It's really, really awesome. But that being said, those two Danes did in talking about what they worry about and what Americans worry about, if it's not eye-opening to you, it certainly was to me when you think of it in this way. How many people stay home and stay awake at night trying to figure out how they're going to pay for their kids' tuition? Sometimes they feel that they can only have one kid because they can only pay for one college education. So you're not even thinking about having multiple kids if you want to. They don't have that issue in Denmark and Sweden and a lot of other places. It's all free. Yes, even college. So therefore, they don't have that worry. It comes to health care. What happens if I leave the job, honey?
How are we going to pay for health care? You know, a lot of people are on their wife's plans, on their husband's plans. That's what they worry about in this country. And yet, yes, thanks to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, it's getting better. We still have a ways to go. Yes, the president is concerned about student loans, but still we have a ways to go. Just think about that, folks. Just think about the fact that if you are living in Franklin County, Ohio, or in Hillsborough County, Ohio, and you are looking at the bills that you have to pay every month, your mortgage or your rent, your tuition costs for your kids, the groceries and all that, and you look at it and you say, you know, I don't have to worry because the government pays health care and pays tuition, pays the education for my kids, so I don't have to worry about that, so I can focus. Yeah, you pay more in taxes, but nowhere near the money you're going to spend on an education. So you have to look at it at the collective we. Now, I'm not saying anything that is revolutionary here, but no, this is the Revolution Radio Network. These are things that have been going on around the world. We just don't talk about it every day because we're more focused on who this Miss Kelly woman is trying to infiltrate the generals into her little swingers dance. Or what's going on with Sarah Palin and her attempts to run for president, whatever the case has been over the years. Nonsense stuff. Lowest common denominator. Now it's the, you know, calling out Susan Rice because she made a couple of statements on Benghazi. So I focused all on that, and the folks at the FOX network are huffing and puffing and blowing the house down because of this. We get a lot of good things that we can do with the President of the United States, folks. And I hope that together we can do it together to really push on the progressive community and those in Congress and the President of the United States himself to continue to make history and continue to make this country a better place. It's always a privilege talking to you, folks. And I thank you. Again, if you want to write me, if you disagree, it's jeff@revolutionboston.com. Leave a message on our Facebook or Twitter accounts, Jeff Santos Show. And we will indeed write back or talk back to you. All right. I want to thank Sarah Billingsley and John Sapicetti and the rest of my great team in Boston for their help in producing this broadcast. Help, of course, from Jimmy and Kevin and Shane and Ron in Vero Beach, Florida. Thank all of you for listening, all of our guests for being on the program today. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. Root for your local sports team or your team that you grew up with, whatever, and get out there, run around the block if you have to. Get some exercise, right? This is Jeff Santos in Quincy, Marina Bay, overlooking the great city of Boston. It is time for me to say, I gotta go. To take you out of